Why is he texting me so early in the morning? Doesn't he know I need my beauty sleep? He sent me an address. That's not his home address. Let me look it up. It's in the middle of the woods? It's too early for this. He says he wants me to spend the weekend up there with him? There's snow everywhere. Why would we even do that? Why are you sending me this? It's a surprise. Well, it looks like I had a great run. Cause why is my best friend acting like a creepy serial killer? Inviting me out to an isolated cabin? I've seen enough horror movies to know exactly where this is going. Unfortunately, I've got a bad case of nothing better to do today. Guess I better get packing and get up there. Maybe after another 5 minutes. Quick! Will you let me in? It's freezing. It's about time. Why did you call me up here? Driving in the snow is dangerous. You know that? I could have died. I only learned how to drive a year ago. Then you'd feel really guilty and I'd come back as a ghost to haunt you for the rest of your days. It's cold in here too. Oh, you just got the heater working? Your lips do look a little blue. Give me your hand. Yes, I'm serious. They're freezing. How long were you here before you even got the heating going? 2 hours? Yes, I see you're wearing a coat, but it clearly wasn't enough. You're freezing, and I'm guessing the heater is as old as this cabin. It's gonna be a while before this place is even a tolerable temperature. Okay, we're gonna have to warm up using our body heat. Well, we're gonna lie in the bed together. You know, commando? And, you know, the combination of our body heat will do the trick. Yes, commando. Look, you can either take me to the bedroom or get hypothermia, because at this point, I'm starting to think you're asking for it. Your choice. Yeah. Okay, just turn around. I'm gonna get in first. Look, we've been best friends for years. This isn't weird. You're literally freezing to death. You spent 2 hours in the skinniest, malinkiest of jackets I've ever seen. It's snowing, for crying out loud. Why did you not pack up better? Well, of course I care for you. I don't want you to freeze. And then what? I'm gonna ski back down to the valley on your corpse? No thanks. I'm good. I'll pass. So, yeah, I'm in the bed, and it's your turn now to get in, okay? And you're not looking at me, right? Okay. God, it's probably kind of more awkward if we weren't even facing each other. Do you want to at least turn around? I promise I won't peek under the sheets. Probably. I'm kidding. Just turn around for me at least. Comfy? I can't tell if your face is red from the cold or if you're blushing. I'll assume it's both. But you didn't imagine this happening when you invited me up here. But I'm sure you've pictured me like this a lot of times. Haven't you? Why do you look so nervous? We've known each other for quite a while. I'm sure we're bound to eventually see each other like this. Or are you nervous because this is your first time ever being with a girl in bed? Relax. I'm teasing you. Here, I know how to calm you down. Let me scooch a little closer to you. I can run my fingers through your hair. I know you like this. Remember that day when we were at the mall and my phone died? I was freaking out because I hadn't heard from that job that I applied for. When you gave me your phone so I could check my emails, I may have also taken a detour to your YouTube app and checked your watch history. Look, I'm sorry, I'm a girl. I just get really inquisitive. What is it that they used to say that we're hunter-gatherers? Well, I was just gathering some information. I'm sorry. Okay, but yeah. You did watch an awful lot of ASMR videos. I'm pretty sure your entire search history was like ASMR and then a tingle or a trigger. I don't really know what they're called. But yeah, don't be embarrassed. It's not like I checked your search history on the websites either. What? Is that more embarrassing or less? Shut up. It's just ASMR. I'm pretty sure everyone listens to it. It's nice to have someone whisper in your ear. It makes you feel special since you're getting so much attention. And I'm enjoying playing with your hair. I know I like to tease you, but I actually don't want you to feel stressed. If you're too embarrassed to look at me, then you can turn back around. Well, now I can run my fingers across your back. Hairplay is great, but this is probably even better. This is something you can't do for yourself. Unless you're a contortionist or something. Ooh. You just shivered. I don't think that's from the cold. I'm guessing my little fingers just sent a rush of dopamine through your brain. That's also what happens when you listen to a song you really like. And research says that if a song gets your brain to release dopamine, then you're much more likely to go spend money on it to listen again. So what do you say? $100 for an ASMR session and we'll call it even? I'm kidding. I know you might be low on funds. When we were walking to this room, I saw a bouquet of roses on the kitchen counter. They didn't look like they were faring well in the cold, but I know they were expensive. Did you, buy those for me? You don't have to answer. Just relax. If you lie on your back, I can even flutter my fingers by your ears. Lying here with your eyes closed. I've never seen you look so vulnerable. You can keep them closed. I'm not gonna do anything. I really hope you don't feel too embarrassed about this whole situation. We've been through so much together. No offense, but you're not the easiest person to get close to. When we were just classmates, I kind of thought you hated me. Then we exchanged numbers for the group project. I was sick of you taking forever to respond to my texts. So I demanded we talk over the phone. You put me on speaker and I could hear you frantically clicking your mouse and pressing the keys on your keyboard. You were very clearly playing a video game. while I was slaving away on our project. I bet you thought I was mad when I figured it out. But then we talked about video games for like an hour. Slowly and slowly, I chipped away at that cold shell of yours. And underneath, there was a warm, fuzzy center. A warm, fuzzy center that brought me roses. You're pretty reserved. But I know you've seen me express every emotion known to man. You've seen me smile. You've seen me rage when I'm playing video games. You've seen me cry when life is weighing on me. And never, ever judged me for a moment of it. When I saw the roses, I was confused at first. But then I realized they were for me. And I felt nothing but pure joy. Like when you're listening to the greatest song ever. Or having someone give you an ASMR session. It must have been difficult for you to invite me up here. Having you crawl into bed with me was torture enough, so I'll make this confession easy for you. There's no one else I'd rather be with. Whatever experiences I have in the future, I want to experience them with you. Thank you.